Well, welcome to the Word is the Way to Life podcast, also known as the Pastor's Thoughts. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I have a lot of thoughts. God is good. We're looking at the Psalms, and we've been studying now for quite a while, and we started at Psalm 51, and we're going to go up to Psalm 100. This week, we're in Psalm 84. Now, the direction for the choir director is this. It says, this is a psalm of the descendants of Korah, to be accompanied by a string instrument, which indicated that a lot of this is to be sung. Psalm 84, New Living Translation, hear God's word. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty! I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord, with my whole being, body and soul. I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the sparrows find a home there, and the swallows build her nest and raises her young at a place near your altar. O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, how happy are those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. Happy are those who are strong in the Lord, who set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it'll become a place of refreshing springs where pools of blessings collect after the rain. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. O Lord, God Almighty, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Israel. O God, look with favor upon the King of our Protector. Have mercy on the one you have anointed. A single day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a gatekeeper in the house of my God than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our light and protector. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who do what is right. O Lord Almighty, happy are those who trust in you. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 84.